2 minute review of the facts. Okay, so Tosos says what? Tosos says, a busis, what's the problem with the etzamos? A guy has his chicken, he dumps the bones on the table, right? And Basil says, I can take the tavla and shake the bones off. Okay? Tosos says, how can you do that? It's a busis of davar asur, right? And you can't tell me it's a case of shocheach, where a guy forgot. Because in a case when a guy forgot, what happens? It's not a busis of davar asur. Right? What?
I
will explain that. Right? If a guy forgets, if the money lands on the table, then he's allowed to make use of the sod business, right? But if it's a busis of davar asur, he cannot move the busis. Right? So now, let's just define that first, before we get into the possibilities. Okay? So the question is that why should shachach make any difference? What's a busis of davar asur? And the other thing, as I told some of you guys, keep in mind the previous case we did by the mita shemiyachid. By that case, that everyone agrees that if I take money, put it on a bed and say, this is my money storage bed, that the bed becomes a money storing bed, and therefore it is muksa, even if the money's not on it. That's not a busis. Busis isn't like that. It's not intrinsically muksa. Because if it was intrinsically muksa, then shachach would never work. Okay, so what's a bus? So if you take a step back, this is, again, categorical way of looking at things. Take a step back and look at the idea of a busis. What is the busis? Yes. You're suggesting that let's say a table. So you're saying a table has a normative function of support. Okay, but if that were true, then you're going to have a big problem.
It's not that normative function is not being impeded. It is being slightly impeded, but not fully impeded.
Why is it being impeded? It's supporting something.
No. Its ability to support in the abstract.
Forget that. Tosa's first question. Shachach. No. So why was Shachach? Since Shachach should be a busis of davar asur. Okay, now you're adding another element here. So what is a... How do we look at a busis?
It's a test about the fact of my dad.
Term is busis ledavar asur. What does that imply? Busis ledavar asur. What? We know that. That's later on. But just forget that.
What is it?
Busis ledavar asur. Table right now. Okay? Let's look at what's on my table. So if you see this water bottle on this table, what do you see? There's two things you could see. One thing is simple. What do you see?
Water bottle on table.
Which means what? It means there's no defined relationship between the two. There's an object here and there's an object here. It just happens to be on top of the other thing. That doesn't create a relationship. It's just its position is here. I know it does. That's why you bought this roach. But hold on. What do you do? If I'm a niach midas, what am I now doing? I'm saying, okay, before you even say that term, I'm saying, what am I doing? I'm now saying this object now functions to support this thing. That's what niach midas means. When I put this here, before Shabbos, I'm saying, I want this to be supported by the table. I've now created a batzis, lidgavar asur. I've created a relationship. It's not that I've limited its functions. Behefech. I've given it a function. You know what its function is? To support this water bottle.
Yes.
That's why that would never work by shach. That's why the answer is shachach. Because shachach means what? Shachach is there's no maniach midas, meaning what? Mean that there is no relationship established. It's an accidental relationship. Exactly. Right. Exactly. If this on here does not create a busis, yes. This just means it's the position of these books.
All that.
Yes. In other words, it's not that. Again, I'll try to make it as clear as possible. By the case of a mita, what do I do by mita? I say that this mita is a new object called a mita, a money storing bed. And I endow it with the properties of money storing bed, which means it's intrinsically muksa. Okay? The other case, the other extreme is shachach. What I'm suggesting shachach is that if there happens to be a bottle on top of the table, there's no relationship between the bottle and the table. It's just there. But it doesn't create a relationship. The middle case is the chiddush here, is miniach midas. What's miniach midas mean? It means that I create a relationship where of this thing to support something that's muksa. And therefore, it has properties of muksa in it. But not that it's a new object. It's not a new table. It's still a table. But by me utilizing it, I'm giving it, you'll see why this has to be the case. I'm koveya the table as now being one of support for something muksa. That's an idea in das. But I'm not making the table into something new. That's the mita shemiyachid. Nor am I saying that it's simply a bottle on top of a table. That's nothing.
Why can't it be the...
In my opinion, what Tosos is trying to do is, Tosos is saying that he's creating a busis, he starts off by positing there's such a thing, well, you know, so the Gemara, busis davar asur. And you can't tell me you can't compare us to shokeach, right? By the case of Atzamos, obviously, because it wasn't shokeach there. So what I'm suggesting is that he's telling you as a given, what's busis davar asur? It means that, what a person is doing is, normally speaking, just because a water bottle is on top of a table, it doesn't create a relationship. It just, these objects happen to be, A is on top of B. There's no relationship there. But if I put it on top of there, I'm giving this table a relationship of support to the Davar Muksa. One second. And if I do that now, the Chiddush is the thing now has the quality of Muksa to it. The bus is acquired, not the chefsa of the table, but its function as a bus is the problem. That's the issue. It's now that it's being used as a method of support, there is a muksa, is an expression of muksa there in the idea of buses. But it doesn't mean the table itself is one. Yeah. No, it's innate. No, you'll see why. I don't want to go as far as that yet. Because the next case after this, the next case is Tiltum. Hold on. It's Tiltum and Atzad. What's Tiltum and Atzad? Tiltum and Atzad is where I actually have two kalim that are, so to speak, they have to be physically attached, but the movement of one can only be done with the movement of the other. Okay, that already, now that's already that's different than buses, because buses is secondary to the Davar Muksa, whereas that's where they're equal. So that's why I don't want to go quite as far as that. What? That's Machokas. We didn't get to that yet. But I'm saying, but right now, that's why I don't want to say that by the buses. A bus is, the Rashba and other Shitas, especially with Tiltum and Atzad, go nuts because they want to know what is the difference between the buses and Tiltum and Atzad. There's a case in the Gemara, is an Evan on top of a Chabbos, I could tip I can move the barrel to tip it over. Is it because the barrel's a buses for the Evan, or is it because of two Kalim where I can't move one without the other? Those are two different things. I can, but I want to know why. Why? You did. You put the Evan on top of there. We'll get to that. One second. It's coming up. But for now. Well, see, so if I put it on, so Tosus is Havmina is, one second. What's his first answer? His first answer is, you would have thought that. What? That if I go ahead and put an object on the table, right, I've created buses da rasser. So who cares how long it goes on for? If my intention is to put this object on the table, right, so what do you think? What have I now done? I've now created a relationship of support. So who cares how long the object is going to be on for? Why should that matter? So what's the maskana? What? Very good Havmina, right? Yeah. In fact, I think both Havminas go together, the first two, yeah. There's an idea of kvias here. Why? Okay, but this is kind of what you guys were saying. This is the part, that's why I wasn't throwing out the shear. Because think about it. Because if I put it on, if my das when I put it on, everyone agrees that if I put the object, if I put the kli on the table, what have I now done? I've created a relationship of support. But if my intention is to have it come off at some point during the day, now what does that mean? What does that mean insofar as my das is concerned?
That your das is not connected with the table, it's just kind of, it's temporary. Well,
okay, that's factually it's temporary, but for what?
Your das isn't in putting it on. Your das is really in taking it off.
That's cute. I don't know if you have to go as far as to say that, but this is what you guys. This is kind of like what you were saying before. In other words, if I'm kaveya the thing to relate to it for, let's say, a few, whatever it is, for some part of the day. But what have I done insofar as a fun? What? How does that mean insofar as this bus is functioning as a bus? What have I now done?
Temporary.
Meaning, and how do I look at the table now?
Two separate.
Right, meaning that I've now, insofar as the table's concerned, since I've rendered it to be a support for a period of time, so then for a period of time it has the reality of buses attached to it. But does it mean the entity itself is defined as a buses? That's what Tosus is trying to show you. He's trying to show you that's what you mean by kvias. Kvias means that now I've rendered the table into a buses darba usser. But as Havina was, is that my das says what? My das says that if it's on there for a period of time, I haven't restricted the function of the table. For now, it's restricted, but later on, it won't be. So why is it a buses, what do you call it? Why is it a buses for the whole day?
Oh, yeah.
So that's what Tosus is saying. Tosus is saying that it has to be, there has to be, in the creation of supports, I'm designating this table as one of buses. Rather than just saying that, I'm creating a temporary relationship of support that's a feature of the table.
All right, it has to be a dot, like this is a bus, it's not.
Correct. 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 And that makes sense for the second reason also. What's the second reason? That's also that one idea is insofar as the, what do you call it? Insofar as the nature of the object is concerned. What's the other reason? What's the second reason? The second reason is that only there's something davar. You would think that if it's davar asr or davar mutter, it should be a buses. Kamash lan, only if it's something that's asr. Why?
It's not a
bus
anymore. It's a
bus of Rasa. Oh, so bus of Rasa requires exclusivity. It's not that it's a busis and then Davar Asr, Davar Mutter. It has to be a busis, Davar Asr, meaning that you're giving an exclusive function to this thing. You're giving an exclusivity, which fits, but not that the Kli is redefined as a busis now, like the table. It's still a table.
Why not?
Because that's Mita.
Why is it not mita?
Mita, I'm saying that this mita is now a money-carrying bed.
But when you're
here, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that this table is a table supporting, is a bottle supporting table.
When you're das, it only.
Will... Third answer, I think, will flesh out what I'm trying to say a little clearer. But maybe we do the third answer work backwards. You'll see why I went with this approach. Wait, what does the third answer tell us? The third answer says that when a guy throws bones on the table, what's he doing? He doesn't care where it lands. He doesn't care. He doesn't care at all. But when it comes to, let's say, this bottle, what does he do? He puts it on a specific spot, right? Why do we? Who cares? That's the hardest one to answer. Why do we care? Who cares? Why should that matter? Or if it's a miniach midas, so there's the same miniach midas if I chuck it all over the table versus give it a specific spot. So what is that telling us?
First of all, it doesn't have to be on
paper. But yet we know it's not.
Why?
Because then he would have said shachach. It's not shachach. There's something very important what he's saying. He's saying this will not be basis davar asur. But you're right. Mati is saying something. See, I agree with Mati more often than he agrees with me. Mati's right about something. Mati's right when he says that a guy wouldn't even care if it was on the floor or not. We'll get to the Rashba questions that. But for now, the point is, when he throws it on the table, right, does he care where it lands? Not really. So what does that show us?
He's not trying to make a basis.
Okay, but better than that.
There's no das to effectuate this relationship.
Say it again?
There's no das to effectuate this relationship. The relationship is a completely incidental thing.
Okay, good, right. The relationship is incidental, right? Meaning what? What?
It's not different than shachach.
No, but shachach, no, there's a difference there. Shachach, there was no das involved. Here, there is das. There's das here,
there's no das,
but what's the nature of the das?
No das to fetch
relationship. Ah, right, exactly. Why? Because what do I want with the bones, right? If I put a candlestick here, what am I saying?
Candlestick
here, meaning there's a purpose in my, it's a purposeful das. My das, I'm doing a minyach, and my minyach has a purpose of creating a relationship of buses. But when I chuck the bones, right, what am I really doing? It's not a purposeful chuck, right? It's convenience. Like, I don't want the bones here. I want them over there. I'll prove it to you. The Rashi is going to bring down a case of he's going to mention when a person wants to, why is a person, when a person has bones on his table, right? Is it that he wants the bones on the table, or is it that he doesn't want them, well, even better. In other words, it's like, think about it in terms of sweeping up your house, okay? When you sweep up dirt from your house, right, are you sweeping the dirt to be located in one spot, or you just don't want the dirt to be everywhere else? You just don't want it to be everywhere else. It's not that you want it here, I just don't want it there, right? That's not a bus's idea. Okay, so if you look at the Rashba on Beitza, he argues with Tosfos big time. Right, so what does he say? Okay. Who wants to read? You read, Mati. You want to go fast?
I don't know.
Rahab Amina? No, Ubeis Omrim.
Sorry. Ubeis Hillel Omrim is not like it's a tabla kula amina, right? Ubeis Hillel Omrim remove the tablecloth and...
Shake it off,
right? Ego Meduk, Hech Masalik is a tabla. How can you remove the tablecloth? But Nam Parak Naitel Ma'ais... A car. All right. Minar. Minar is a car. Vayim Niflin Melim. So a car is. What's a car?
Okay. So a pillow.
All right.
Okay. So let's say coins fall on a pillow. So what can I do?
You shake the pillow and they'll fall.
Right. Avah b'tiltul aser. So what's bothering him now? See, it's unclear. This is not Tosa's initial question. What's bothering him?
What's the difference?
No. Heach misalik es a tabla. Because what am I doing by the tabla? I'm not doing this. I'm taking it off. And then dumping it. So how can you do that? By the pillow, I'm dumping it over. Okay. So he says... What do you mean? What isn't? Oh, before you know it's not a bus, it's a davar asur. Or before you know why it's not a bus, it's a davar asur. He's saying, let's assume it is a bus, it's a davar asur. Because that's what you would... That's what Tosfos assumed. Same assumption as Tosfos. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
Just
let him talk. You'll see. Go.
Vaisan Evan Chalpia Chavis Mital Sita. So a stone which is on a barrel, you can reach on the side.
You can tip it over, basically.
Okay.
Behina
fell as mele and it will fall off on its own.
Me eleha. It's an important point here. So you can tip it over and it's falling off
on its own.
On its own. Even though I. Okay.
but to move the actual barrel in R7 and then tip over the stone, Aser. We
okay.
Tirsipitaisos.
No, not Artosos.
Okay.
Good question. Yeah.
The Achlag Kishay Yatar from Makim had Kavala. They were talking about here where you needed the Tevlot, the place of the Tevlot. Kamrina Hasan Benetel, like Shandu Al Atar Kuf, Abu Sarah from Kamatata. Like we say over there, that you can't move it only if you need the thing itself. But if you need the place, then you can move
it. So we don't have this in our Tosfos, but that's, there's nothing really to define there. He's just saying that no, there's no real Kasha, it's simply the Sarah Makomo case. Right? That's easy. He's saying, oh, why can you move it? Because it's Sarach Makomo. Meaning it's not an issue of, now this is where the concepts start getting all mixed up, okay? Because, of course, I can move the Tavla. Why? Because Tavla is Sarach Makomo. It's not Klishan Lach Deliser. Right? So I can move the Sarach Makomo.
But you actually just move the actual thing itself, then?
I'm taking off this table board and moving it.
The bones themselves? So
no, that's Muksa.
I thought you allowed to move Muksa for
Seth. Oh, so one second. So we're assuming now that you could just take this off and now put another tab on or something like that. Okay. That's a good question. Hold on. All I care about is one thing. Why are you allowed to move the tabla? It's not because of an issue of it's not because it's a muksa. You move because it's a sarach makomo. Really, you shouldn't be able to. Really, you should do this thing. But you see, you can actually take it off and then dump it. That's the only thing. But that's not important for what we have to do right now. Okay? So now what does he say? Bim tomar.
And you can ask further.
Now this is our thing, okay?
When you put the bones and or shells on it,
with intention.
Umeniach,
right? Nasa basas davrasar.
Basar afilin are, and in that case, it's usar even to
tip it over, right?
So we said in that case, it's only because you forgot. Umeniach.
Right. So the minaret trick can only be used in a case where shachach, right? So how could it be over here? It's definitely das here, but gamzu tirs atosos.
This is also
answer.
Kol
hashabbos.
It's only if you put it double shabbos. But here it's not where you want to keep the bones there the entire shabbos.
Oh. Ooh. Did Tosos say that?
No.
No, but did Rashi say that?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So now, Rashi was shifting us a little bit. So he would equate the case to the case of Shocheach. I'll have to explain that. Okay? Now look what he says. This is the part I want to get you to. What?
Where?
We're a third of the way down.
First
word of the line is Hashabbos. We're about to hit the last word of the line.
Hashabbos?
Yeah.
Potato
is the last word of the line. Okay. Now watch this. Potato.
Potato, bring your raya. Potato, lach, midasan, beparek, bimatan.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, what's that case? So you don't know that yet. No, you don't know the case. So let's say I have, what's Hatzmana? We'll end off with this. We're almost done. What's Hatzmana?
Insulation.
Right, covering, okay? Now, let's say I have a pot that's got hot food in it, okay? Now, what do I want to do? I want to ensure the food stays hot. So what do I put over it? These Gizei Tzemer, okay? Now, okay, picture the pot. You have a pot, a kisui, a cover, and on top of that, you have these wool hides, or whatever. I don't know what you call them. Sheaths?
Fleece.
No, but what are like the strips called?
Fleece.
Wool strips. Okay. So now,
fleece?
What are the wool strips doing now? They're saying, so the wool strips are now insulating the heat, right? Okay. So far, so good. Now, the Mishnah says, V'eim etaltan
osan. He can't move them.
So what does he do? Ketzer do osa?
He can take the
pot cover off. So again, the old trick. This is one thing I love about muksa. You have all this like harama stuff here. So what can you do? You could take the kisui, right? And by removing it, what's going to happen? The wool hides will fall off, right? It's obviously not covered completely. In other words, there's a little opening. I take my spatula, whatever it is, and it's hot to touch the kisui. Take the kisui, pop it off. Oh, look, I got rid of my gizei tzemer. One second.
But here, we didn't want to
keep
him the whole Shabbos.
The ha 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 ladas hinichom nasa basas davar right? One second, but when he... Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he says. El time mekram rinan shalay hinichom sham das sham decham kol Shabbos.
That's in the case by the Tamos. Now we're talking about the case of Gizei Tzemer.
No. Yeah, even in Gizei Tzemer, you say the same thing.
He says
the same thing.
Yeah, no, right, that's the problem. That's exactly the problem.
Oh, so it should be fine.
Yeah, but there's it's a problem. No, keep reading.
Isn't it fine?
Just read. Right. What's a buses davar aser? Where's the buses here?
The lid.
Or let's say the pot to make it easy. But fine, the lid to the gizit emmer. Right? Ella time can arena and shlo nicham sham das sham du sham kol shabbos.
So it's fine.
Right? Is it?
Everything makes sense until now.
Why? The ain't in mechuvar be'enai.
Mechuvar be'enai. The article mis taya me'ahi detarner because it's hammer.
In a nidon doma l'raya.
L'raya. Dasam le'nasis ha'gedera basis le'gizis hammer. Ela gizis hammer tashmish le'gedera. Why?
She'ain. Omer ma'balak dera l'niach. L'niach
le'gizis hammer.
Right. Ela ha'bal gizis hammer l'hatim b'hem ha'gedera. So what's his first move? See, this is why Bussus is wild.
Is he questioning Mishnah?
He's not questioning Mishnah. He's saying,
because this not supporting it, it's helping it.
Right. He's saying the very relationship. What? This is why Bussus, it's mind-boggling. Bussus is so difficult to understand because this is why I went with the approach I went with. I didn't read this Rasha first, but after I read the Rasha, I realized why it's the right approach. Because it has to be all about Das. Because look at the Gizeit Semer case. And you'll look this up tomorrow and you'll read the rest of the Rasha tomorrow. But what's a Gizeit Semer? I put wool hides over my pot, right? Now, what would you therefore think? The pot now is supporting the Gizeh Semer, because they are...
Gizeh Semer is Usher?
The wool hides?
Only because it's Mutter, or it's like Usher?
They become Muxa when Shabbos starts. Let's make it simple, okay? So now, what would you think? So now, but now, you would assume that now the pot is a buses for the Gizeh Semer. But the Rashba says, no, that's not true, because what? Because the Gizeh Semer is a tashish for the pot. Even though the pot is physically supporting the Gizeh Semer is a tashish for the pot. It's a usage. It's there for the purpose of the pot. Who cares?
What are they then?
They're still muksa. But they're not, it's not buses. Let me see another case.
And that's why you're allowed to take it off.
Yeah, let me see another example. Another great example.
And that's why you're allowed to take it off?
Correct.
So you don't have
to write. No, through Shinoi.
It's supporting
always. And this is where, what's the name of